This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. A day ahead of the South Carolina GOP primary, Donald Trump says Alabama's Supreme Court ruling that jeopardizes in vitro fertilization there is wrong.
Calling on the Alabama legislature to act quickly to find an immediate solution to preserve the availability of IVF in Alabama, and I'm sure they're going to do that.
Nikki Haley has slammed Trump for sabotaging a Senate deal that could have eased the border crisis.
And then you had Trump, who came in and said, don't pass anything on the border until after the general election because it would hurt him. We can't wait one more day to secure that border.
CBS's Erica Brown.
Many South Carolina voters we spoke to have their minds made up, but not all.
Trump's got it in the bag, and she's wasting her time.
She's a smart lady. She works hard.
I really have not made a full decision on who I'm going to vote for on Saturday.
But a recent CBS News poll finds most Republican primary voters in South Carolina are firmly supporting one candidate.
A week from today is when a judge will hear the case of an Atlanta DA's fitness to prosecute Trump for alleged elections crimes in Georgia. WSB's Veronica Waters says Trump attorneys have presented evidence they say contradicts DA Fani Willis's testimony.
A new Trump motion says an investigator drew a geofence around a condo Willis rented and found nearly three dozen instances of Wade's cell phone being in that neighborhood months before he was hired, and at least two appear to be overnight.
Willis claimed the relationship started after those calls. Just in, the National Rifle Association and its longtime former leader Wayne LaPierre and others have been found liable for misspending millions of dollars on pricey perks for themselves. Jurors say LaPierre has to repay more than $4 million. President Biden has announced some 500 new sanctions on Russian interests as the Ukraine war starts its third year and a week after the death of dissident Alexei Navalny. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
U.S. sanctions will only go so far and are mostly symbolic. It's if you see companion European sanctions or other steps taken to punish the Russian economy by other countries, then that would really start to squeeze them.
Landing on the moon is hard, and the first private company to do it yesterday says the Odysseus lander tipped over on its side after touchdown. Intuitive Machine CEO Steve Altemus.
We thought, from just to clear up some confusion, we thought we were upright. And the reason was that the tanks were reading gravity on the moon. At the fill levels, there were still residuals in the tank, and we saw those measurements in the X direction.
On Wall Street, record highs for the Dow and S&P. The Dow gained 62. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Ethics Commission is accusing GOP State Representative Janelle Branchian and Donald Trump's Joint Fundraising Committee of evading campaign finance laws to steer money towards Robin Voss's primary challenger in 2022. They allege that they, along with others, steered $40,000 in donations to the Langlade County GOP, which they then sent to Adam Steen. The Ethics Commission is recommending local district attorneys to investigate and charge those involved with committing felonies. Several University of Wisconsin building projects are closer to moving forward after final legislative approval yesterday. The bill is now before the governor. The projects include a new engineering building at UW-Madison. It's part of the deal the UW system struck with Republican leaders in exchange for new limits on campus diversity efforts. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first game back from the All-Star break in Minnesota tonight against the Timberwolves, the first place team in the NBA Western Conference. But Milwaukee will still be without Chris Middleton, who's been out with an ankle injury since the last time they faced Minnesota on February 8th. Doc Rivers says Chris will be out at least another two more games. Baseball catcher and designated hitter Gary Sanchez is with the Brewers now after failing his team physical. He suffered a right wrist injury during an off-season workout, but now is expected to return in a week or so. NFL, the Packers introducing their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, who left his head coaching job at Boston College to come to Green Bay.
As a guy that grew up loving football, it's the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is like the mecca of the football world to me. Just being here and driving in the Lambo every day, it made a really hard decision a lot easier.
That's the Packers' new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFMN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries ending, mostly clear tonight, a low around 10. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, breezy with a high near 40. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer, windy with a high in the low 60s, lots of sun. It's 24 right now.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbault, noon to 3 on Monday. We'll review the week's news and bring you a little entertainment as well, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Friday night. Let's light it up. Broadcasting statewide in our beautiful state from our studios here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. We are ready. We are ready to do this. Have another show where we engage you and we talk to you and we connect. It's so much fun to talk about movies and TV and what we're watching and what's happening. And we've got a lot of that planned again today, as usual. My guests tonight are Civic Media News Director and Film Buff, Terry Bell. Hey, Terry's here now in studio.
Hi. Yeah,
so
it's nice to
have
be
you
up here. I have never been in the studio.
Is that true?
Really nice. Yeah.
Wow. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
We have tea and coffee and certs and whatever you
Thank
need.
Thank you. I'll help myself. Make myself
It's a regular smorgasbord out there. So Wendy Jones Hill will join the show at 8:05 to talk about her production, The Hello Girls, which is happening at the Overture Center, the Four Seasons Theater there at the Overture Center. This weekend and next weekend, it's the Hello Girls. It's a fascinating story about switchboard operators in World War One that went over and patched through something like over 20 million calls, phone calls from the United States to the front, and they were all bilingual. And these women, it was so interesting. None of them had veteran status, even though they were near the front in some cases. It's a phenomenal story. And Wendy is here tonight to tell us a little bit about her musical that celebrates the Hello Girls. So you won't want to miss that. And then later in the show, someone who has become kind of a regular here on Friday nights talking about Max Inc., the amazing Civic Media live music show that happens on Saturday nights right there in our studio in Madison. Terry Barr will be along with a little sample of what she has in store for tomorrow night. Conrad is always, as always, is here to take your text.
Yes.
You are here still.
I didn't take a powder
right,
today, but
you.
Who knows about Monday?
I'm so happy you stuck around. Is the phone ringing already?
It is.
It's Conrad's mom. He's not that young. I tease him. He's got a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He needs to. You would have to have
it. Well, I like
it. It would help, wouldn't it?
He gives it back sometimes. Sometimes I have to smack him around, but, you know, it works out well. So we have, so Terry is here with me tonight. He's going to be hanging with me as long as he likes. I will just say on the air, Terry, that you are the reason I even found out about Civic Media. You introduced me to everybody here, and it's been so much fun. I love working here. I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, full disclosure, when I got hired, I say, you know, there's this guy. We have to bring him into the fold. And long story short, here you are, and I'm really, really, really excited and happy about it.
Well, I'm excited too, and it worked out well, and I'm having a blast hosting a Nightlight, and it's really fun having you here in the studio too. So we'll have some fun. We've got a movie quiz for Terry that we've done, a special one for Terry, because over the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've had people. Rachel Monick was here from Fox 11. Emerson Lehman was here from WBAY. Dom of Dom and Crute fame was here. He was here last. Conrad, was that last Friday or 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago, I believe.
Was it already 2 weeks?
Yeah. Okay.
So Dom crushed it.
Did he? He's a sharp guy.
Well,
very smart guy.
He is. But this quiz, I tend to take it easy on people because I don't like to make people feel uncomfortable.
All right, sure.
Dom, it was embarrassing how much he slayed. And it was all 80s. Comedy. So he must have spent his entire childhood in a movie theater watching John Hughes films.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's when we came of age.
Yeah. And we put one together. I know your love of movies, and we've sort of tailored the quiz a little bit.
Okay.
You'll be a little more challenged. But I think you'll do fine.
We'll learn
exactly
along the way.
Exactly.
And, we'll hug it out at the end.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do the guy hug with the arm in between so nothing happens. Conrad, is that a call for me?
I was not.
Okay. Was it another angry
robocall?
No. Yeah. It was asking about wrestling.
Oh, well,
if
we were
broadcasting it today.
Oh, state high school wrestling.
Yes, right. Yes.
The high school championships of this weekend.
Cool, actually. How sad is it that when I hear wrestling, I think
your mind goes straight to WWE.
Oily dudes and short shorts. And I honestly, and I told this, Rich LoCascio was on the show a couple weeks ago talking about wrestling. I almost think it does actual wrestlers a disservice.
It does. Oh, man.
Because it's a sport. Those guys are tremendous athletes. And I thought, like, WWE-type wrestling and the stunts, I thought that would go away when mixed martial arts happened. And these guys are really doing that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
They still want the fake stuff.
Yeah. When MMA first came along, yeah, people thought that would overtake wrestling. And it really hasn't happened. One thing I will say, when it comes to like the traditional wrestling, the kind you see in high school and college and the Olympics, it's exploding right now. Huge participation, girls and women.
Yes,
high school and college girls and women's wrestling is huge right now, and that's really, really fun and exciting to see. And it gives these girls. In fact, there's a poster. The club in my hometown, the youth club for girls. They do this poster like you see in all the restaurants in the hometowns with the sports teams. It was girls in like their prom dresses with the headgear and the knee pads and everything and looking really, really, really bad. And
I
mean
love
that in a good
it.
Way.
No, in the good, bad way.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Here's where I stand on wrestling. My high school did not offer it and I was secretly happy.
Okay.
It was a very small Catholic high school in Marinette.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
That is one sport I wanted. Nope. I couldn't imagine. It's so intimate, the rolling around part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ever want to do that. So I took martial arts thinking, well, this is, I can keep my opponent away because I don't
want
to be that close to someone else. I want the bummer. And it's not a weird thing.
Contact sports for introverts.
Yeah, exactly. And I also liked it because you could see your opponent. I didn't like football because you could get cracked and not even be looking. It's like it's like being sucker punched. So that's why I liked martial arts. But the wrestlers, I have so much respect.
Oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Conrad.
Yeah.
Take a memo.
Okay.
You and I should wrestle sometime.
Whoa.
I need to get over this fear. How about... Well, no, that would be...
I don't know. We'll just remove the TV and the chairs.
I'll tell you what. We'll start with a tickle fight. And we'll see what happens. Conrad's kind of low. You got a low center of gravity. I bet you'd be pretty hard to take down. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I did play fullback in football. I was hard to take down.
Okay. Wow, that's good to know.
Yeah. You know, thumb war, if nothing else.
Thumb war works, too.
Now, that's an idea.
It's not too intimate. It's not too... You don't have to, you know, freshen your breath before you do it. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, years and years ago, the movie Pinocchio hit screens. And there's also... Okay, I got to look this up. For some reason, I didn't write the year down tonight.
Well,
but
you're looking for that.
Yeah.
Another movie that had an anniversary this year, Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, this year.
20 years.
Yes.
Yeah, a round number. I mean, every movie has an anniversary every
right.
year. But this was a round number anniversary. Napoleon Dynamite. 20 years.
Love that movie.
Water Over the Dam. Great movie. The cast, there was a recent picture of the cast. They all look dynamite.
Like, yeah.
Right. I didn't even mean to do that.
Sure you didn't.
How's the cast of Pinocchio looking these days?
You got to get pretty low, I think, to see them. But I have a story about Napoleon Dynamite, because my daughter, I took her to the doctor when we still lived in LA. We were in Burbank, and we came out, and there was who we thought was John Heider.
Oh, really?
It was his brother.
Oh.
Looks just like him.
Really?
And my daughter, Kate, at the time was 5 years old, 4 years old, obsessed with Napoleon Dynamite, the dance scene.
Yeah.
She was staring at this guy. And he was very sweet about it, and he talked to her, and she was...
He was probably used to it.
He probably was, and I said...
If the resemblance was that strong.
And he said, I'm his brother, that's not me. But wow. He was still pretty cool, and he stood there and talked to us, and my daughter didn't know. She was just like, this is the guy, you know. So I got to find out when... Pinocchio was like 1940.
Yeah, and a groundbreaking movie.
Yeah.
It was...
1940, yeah.
One of the first big animated feature-length hits... I don't know, was it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, or was it, maybe it was Snow White that was like the first feature-length animated film. Until then, all animated films had been shorts.
Right. And this came out, okay, so 1940, and, well, that leads me to our question today.
Okay.
Is it ever okay to lie? And if so, how? How is it okay? Like, text us, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
We want to know, because I think there are times when... You know, coaches might do it, or maybe a news director might do it. Like, you're doing great. You know, just not to just discourage anyone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, there are times when you don't want to hurt someone's feelings.
Right.
Or maybe you just want to get yourself out of a jam.
And that's okay. It's still lying.
I think there are shades of gray.
Okay, fair enough.
They call it the little white lie.
The little white lie.
Well, let's hear from... From the listeners.
Let's hear what you guys think. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is it ever okay to lie? It's Pinocchio's birthday today. This is the perfect day to ask this question. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Our show is on statewide, so just click on any station, and there's a little text icon right there. You can let us know. We'd love to hear and read your texts. Conrad, we've had a lot of texts this week.
Yeah. We definitely have.
Are you fatigued, or can you handle more?
Yeah, I don't know. I might actually eat powder now.
Listen, take a knee. gather yourself.
Yes.
Because the text, although Friday, it's good you're here, because Friday we don't get as many texts. So maybe Terry Bell will inspire people. And he's a newsman, so you don't want to, you are not the guy that's going to advocate lying. You're about truth.
Yeah, exactly. I take back everything I just said. Never, ever lie under any circumstances.
That's correct. That's a great point. Okay, so is it ever okay to lie? Let us know. 844-967-2789. Coming up in a little bit, we've got Wendy Jones Hill, the director of the Hello Girls. Terry Bell is here for the first hour. Terry Barr coming up in the second hour. I have to get this off my chest, because I don't know what is happening in our country. And maybe we should save this. Let's talk about this next, because this is a new sandwich. It's not even a sandwich. It's from KFC.
Okay.
They have a piece of fried chicken, and they smash a piece of pizza on top of the fried chicken.
Really?
What is the matter with people?
I used to ask that question a lot until I got the answer. These are just stunts.
Of course.
It's just to get social media traction.
All right, we're going to dig deeper into this.
Sorry.
That's coming up next. This is Peach Schwabba and Nightlight. Terry Bell in the studio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Under my feet, I feel the sky tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble whenever you're
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight. I am Peach Wabba. Terry Bell riding shotgun with me for a little while here tonight, making the drive up from Madison. You said it was kind of a rough drive.
It was. There was some weather from about Oshkosh to about Kaukauna.
Yeah.
Got windy and snowy and not a lot of fun, but not dangerous either. I was never concerned, but just throws a lot of... All that blowing snow just throws a lot of visual noise at you that just, you just can live without.
One more thing you got to worry about or pay attention to. Yeah. Before the break, we talked. Oh, we got some text here. I should read that from the 608. Somebody sent in a wrestling picture. What is this all about?
Okay.
From the 920. It's just a photo trying to plug in the HDMI. All right. That's a wrestling joke. I don't think I can make on this show.
No, it's that's not family entertainment.
Dude, like Pinocchio, right? Rico from Rock County, the 608, says, don't read on air.
he started it with that.
Just...
You don't read on air. You're okay, I'll read it.
Now.
unless There's you no want going
to.
Back.
But then he says, unless you want to. Unless you want to. He puts a qualifier on there. Okay. Have you ever thought about having old pizza box mic on? I have not until now because I don't know who that is. But he sounds like... He sounds like quite a character.
I will fill you in during the next break.
Oh, you don't? Okay, very good. All right, thank God you're here tonight, Terry.
I'm here to help.
From the 920, Drake from Green Bay says, wrestlers are just crotch grabbers and butt sniffers.
No.
Oh, they're tremendous athletes.
It's one of the most ancient sports on the planet.
I know.
Wrestling, boxing, and track and field.
And they are those things by default. But... So much athleticism. It's like you have to put up with it if you're going to wrestle. You're going to. Mm-hmm. That's why I chose not to wrestle. I don't. And it's not even. I wouldn't want to wrestle a girl that I thought was attractive either. It's not that I'm like being discriminating here. I don't want to be that close to someone and rolling around unless there's something else happening. Okay. You know? Am I wrong?
Maybe not a sport for people who are OCD. I don't know.
Maybe that's it, Terry.
Yeah.
You can diagnose me on this show all you want, but I stand by my beliefs. All right. So before the break, we talked about it's the chizza. And it's a piece of fried chicken with a piece of pizza smashed onto this. Mm-hmm. This is an unholy union that does not need to happen food-wise, and it is only for people who are trying to gain weight, right?
I would have to think so, yeah.
Which
maybe if you're like an actor
or wrestlers or something.
Bulking up for a part. Sure.
Yeah, De Niro is eating this before he does...
Christian Bale, man, his weight has gone up and down all over the place.
You think the cheats is behind it?
Maybe. It seems like a pretty efficient way to gain weight.
Did you try the Kurter Burger when that was a thing?
I have not. I need to. I mean, that started as a stunt, but then got legit. I think I haven't yet. I should.
That's the thing, too.
I feel like a bad Wisconsinite for not having had that yet.
No, but here, it's kind of like... It's kind of like Culver's laughing at us. They're saying, hey, look how ridiculous this is. Oh, my gosh, they want to try it. So they had to make it, right?
Well, didn't KFC used to have a sandwich where the bread was replaced by two pieces of fried chicken?
Conrad, is that what you were talking about before?
There was some.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, that. Well, it's two pieces of chicken, a Swiss cheese in the middle, and then bacon as well in the middle.
I mean,
it's low carb.
Yeah.
Lots of protein.
Well, not if the chicken's
fried.
Well,
the breading, yeah.
I mean, no, I wouldn't try it ever, but
I wouldn't either. Here's another thing I wanted to talk about. This guy is comedian Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Have you heard of him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been around a long, long time.
Yeah, he has.
Yeah. Funny guy.
I had the pleasure of working with him when he was just starting out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think he's high energy now.
Okay.
I had to follow him on a boat.
All right.
He did 35 minutes of the most high energy to like the stiffest crowd ever. And he crushed.
Yeah.
And then I have to go up.
Okay.
And to quote my friend Paul Gilmartin, you could hear a bead of sweat roll down my back.
Oh, no.
They were laughing. It wasn't like I completely tanked, but this guy was so high energy.
Sure.
And my act was, I was likable. I got laughs, but I couldn't follow this guy.
That would be a tough way, because I think if I were to be a stand-up comedian, it would be more of the low energy kind of stuff. Stephen Wright kind of stuff.
Love
you know,
it.
Yeah. Well, but following like a guy who's super high energy, would be,
you know,
hard.
Making it worse. It's on a boat and I almost swam back. That's how bad it was. So he's coming to the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh,
I don't have the date in front of me, but
okay. August ish.
That's when the state fair is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you do garage sales, Terry?
I do not.
Okay. Have
but
you ever
I
had one.
No.
No.
I'll spare you the details. But I don't frequent them. I don't hold them. Maybe I should, because I really need to do a purge of my house.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing. Like, my wife comes from a garage sale family.
Okay.
And she's never forced me to have one. But she's said to me in the past, my sister's having a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to get in on this? Like it's a stock tip or something. Like if it was big money. Do not spread this around. So my thing is, I did stop by one about a week ago, and I had it was almost like I was at a store, and the person holding the garage sale followed me around and told me stories behind the stuff. I'm like, I'm not.
Maybe that's what garage sailors want. Maybe they want to know the stories behind the stuff.
You know what? Maybe you're right. I don't. I was there looking for, I don't know, an end table or a cool lamp for the studio. And I don't know. I don't want to hear the story behind those snow pants or what. You know, it's just a strange thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Conrad, do you like garage sales?
My parents liked them. We always had, I feel like every town in Wisconsin does this, small town.
Yeah.
They have a garage sale like day. Everyone does it.
That's going to be more of a thing. Yeah, the kind of the community, the communal garage. Yeah, everybody has one at once.
Right. It's like a huge, giant event.
Shopping mall, big flea market.
Right. All right, so we want to move our conversation. You turned me on to this, Terry, this story that the Journal Sentinel did.
Yeah.
About the most famous person from every Wisconsin county.
That's right.
And this is something I've been looking for, because I've kind of put the call out there to people. I want to hear from all parts. You know, the show's on statewide. I want to hear from everybody around the state, whether it's culture going on in your town, famous people from your town or people of note or infamous people. And you directed me to this list from the Journal Sentinel that they put out a couple of days ago. The most famous person from every Wisconsin county.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we will, let's just do a tease and then we'll come back and talk about, we'll really dive into this.
Yeah.
Conrad.
Yep.
Did I wake you?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the most famous person in Wisconsin? Do you have any idea? I purposely did not share this.
Bart Starr.
Good guess.
Sure.
But?
He's from Milwaukee.
Oh, he's from Giannis?
He's a sports guy.
Sure, sure.
No, all right. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the most famous person from Wisconsin. Thanks to Terry Bell. He is from Milwaukee. We will discuss that and many other famous people from our awesome state on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. A Manhattan jury finds the National Rifle Association and its former longtime leader, Wayne LaPierre, liable in a civil case that detailed lavish spending. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Based on the idea that he abused his position as head of this nonprofit, that he did not exercise good faith, and that he breached something called his fiduciary duty.
Ahead of tomorrow's South Carolina GOP primary, former Governor Nikki Haley tells voters,
we're going to eliminate the federal gas and diesel tax in this country, and we're going to make small business tax cuts permanent.
Former President Trump says he strongly supports IVF after an Alabama court ruling that embryos are considered children. After the Ukraine invasion and Alexei Navalny's death, the U.S. imposes hundreds of sanctions on Russia, President Biden saying,
to prove America can be relied upon. America stands up for freedom. We never bow to anyone, particularly Putin.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's tuition reciprocity agreement with Minnesota may be changed. Reciprocity lets students from one state pay in-state tuition in the other state. A bill that passed the Assembly yesterday would redirect excess tuition money to the Wisconsin university they attend instead of the state's general fund. A Wisconsin Native American leader is praising state officials for helping tribal hospitals and clinics get bigger Medicaid reimbursements. James Crawford is the Forest County Potawatomi chairman. He's also thankful for the state's efforts to boost affordable housing.
This is not an easy problem to fix, but the package of bipartisan bills you passed and signed into law will make positive steps to creating more affordable housing options in our communities.
Crawford gave yesterday's State of the Tribes address. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries ending, mostly clear tonight, a low around 10. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, breezy with a high near 40. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer, windy with a high in the low 60s, lots of sun. Right now it's 22.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The national labor union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover. We are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Our question tonight is it ever okay to lie? This is Aunt Carla from the 608. You might have an elderly mother who asked you to mail a letter promptly. Later in the week, you find it in the car. You mail it then. Ironically, she asks you the day you just mailed it. Did you mail my letter? You reply, yes, mother, last week. Well, the last week is where the lie comes in.
Yeah.
You could just said, yeah, of course I mailed it, Mom.
Sure. You didn't have to elaborate.
4 days late. It sounds like Aunt Carla's done a fair amount of lying in her time. She had that at the ready. From the 608, also Carla from Baraboo, Fred McMurray, the most famous person, is from Milwaukee.
I always thought it was Beaver Dam, but I could be wrong.
He is not. Either way, according to this list, he is not.
But Fred McMurray is from Wisconsin.
He is from Wisconsin,
undoubtedly.
Yeah. We have a call. Conrad, why don't you put this call through? This is Cindy from Appleton. Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I have a couple of stories to go with this as well. But Billy Defoe, or Billy Defoe, they called him back in high school. William Defoe is from Appleton.
Yeah. Yeah. And you call him Billy. Does that mean you know him?
I have a friend who graduated with him.
Okay.
And I did not graduate with him. I graduated from a different city. But anyway, several of my friends were down at Fratello's several years ago on a summer evening, sat outside on the deck. And across from us, directly across from us on a table, was Willem Dafoe with another person, obviously some business opportunity thing going on. But we were just surprised that he was down there having dinner.
Well, that's kind of cool. So did you know him when you were in high school?
No, I went to a different city for high school, but my friend graduated with him here in Appleton. So
you called him Billy. That's why I thought maybe you guys were on like friendship basis or whatever.
That's what they called him in high school, Billy Defoe.
Cindy, thanks
William
so much.
William came later, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
thanks so much for the call, Cindy. Don't be a stranger. Call again, okay?
Yep.
Thanks. All right. Have a
and
great
you
night.
Know he's got one of those faces. There's no mistaking.
Oh yeah.
He could not have been anybody else. It's not like that guy kind of looks like William Defoe. Yeah. No. There's only
William
one
Defoe
person
then.
In the world who looks like William Defoe.
From the 608, Rico in Rock County. I got you here in Rock County. Now, would this be famous, old or new? You're gonna have to elaborate on that, Rico. I think Rico
does he
is,
have a link.
Yeah, a link or something. Unless he just
dare
is
we
himself.
Click on it.
He is definitely the most famous person from Rock County when it comes to Nightlight. The 608. Oh, here's Rico again. And what if I told you that I feel like I'm famous? I'm just undiscovered. I would say stay in that world, Rico. It sounds like a wonderful place where people celebrate Rico. We celebrate you here, though, buddy, on Nightlight. Always great to hear from you. And Todd Michaels Daring chiming in just says rock stars. I don't know if he's referring to what's happening on the show or just a random thought that popped into his head.
Rock stars are famous.
Rock stars are famous. That's true. All right, let's dig into this list because you know who I was surprised was not on it, Terry, was Orson Welles.
You know, yeah. I mean, he was born in Kenosha, but Mark Ruffalo beat him out in Kenosha.
Oh.
Which is hysterical. Kind of like this was, I think this was on one of the TV talk shows. Aubrey Plaza beat out Joe Biden for the most famous person from Delaware.
Is that just a sign of the times we live in? Of course, she was on White Lotus season 2.
Hey, I'm a huge Aubrey Plaza fan.
I am too.
Yeah.
That's hilarious though.
Orson Welles, that surprised me too. But hey, you know when this is maybe a tip too. This is apparently based on page views.
Yeah.
So that's what's driving this whole thing.
I mean, that's true. In Orson Welles' defense, he had like hardly any Twitter followers. So
there you are.
All right. So the most famous Wisconsinite.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you do the honors because you sent me this list.
Well, it's not for good reasons. He's a bit of an infamous.
Correct.
Famous person.
All right. Go ahead. Do the honors.
Oh, well, and then I'll channel a Christian Bale from the movie American Psycho. Jeffrey Dahmer, serial killer, Wisconsin.
By a landslide, the most famous Wisconsin.
Yeah, not even close.
And the guy who killed him in prison is in second place.
You're kidding me.
No, that's Christopher Scarver. He's got 20% of the votes.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I feel bad I did not register to vote for this poll. And there's Billy Defoe, number three. Mm-hmm. So that's your top three, Wisconsin. Jeff Dahmer, Chris Scarver, and Billy Defoe.
Yeah, Billy to his
top three. We have a call, Conrad. Is this
Yes, we do, from Kathy from Cambridge.
Oh, put her through.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy. You there, Kathy? All right. Well, she calls back, put her
through. Yeah, I'm
looking for her. I misquoted Christian Bale. He was talking about Ed Gein, not Jeffrey Dahmer in the movie.
Mm.
So I
I thought there was like a Dahmer movie.
I apologize profusely. That would have not been chronologically correct.
You are forgiven.
Thank you.
Colin Kaepernick, Mark Ruffalo, as you said, from Kenosha, Chris Farley.
Yeah.
And I've got the
still beloved and celebrated in Madison. You can't go 10, 15 minutes in Madison without somebody mentioning Chris Farley at some point.
But you know
that's how much they loved him.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say, is like, they mention him, but also at least the people that have mentioned him to me are all like, he was such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I told on, I think it was his birth. No, it was the release of Tommy Boy a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Chris Farley. And I used to go to daily mass at DePaul when I was a student there. And Chris Farley would be in the back of the church just standing there.
Really?
Yeah. Looked like he just was on his way to Second City.
Okay.
Actually not daily mass. It was like Saturday afternoon. So he already had the get up on, like he went to church on his way to Second City. He was a main stager.
He was a very devout Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if he was up until the day he died.
He wrestled with his demons a lot. And I think he was very, very torn about, you know, the person he wanted to be and some of the demons he was dealing with. It was a pretty big deal from what I understand.
That was a loss for sure. We had this argument the other night, if I could just get off on a tangent.
Sure.
My son, Joe,
mm-hmm.
Chris Farley versus Belushi. He is totally in the Chris Farley camp. And I think Chris Farley's hilarious, but I think in terms of overall, as an actor too, Belushi, it's just a better actor.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say Belushi had more range.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what Farley could have done, you know, had he lived longer. He probably would have gone in the direction of a lot of the comic actors who, like, would do. He probably would have done a dramatic role.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Point. And he never had the opportunity. Belushi did. Belushi died young, too. But
you think Adam Sandler, he was a contemporary of Farley's.
Yeah. And I don't know. I saw Adam Sandler in that. What's the movie where he was the diamond dealer?
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
It was unwatchable.
Was it bad?
Uncut Gems.
Did you like that movie?
I can't say it was one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies. I still enjoyed it, but...
Yeah. Hey, I just felt like he was... Watching his performance in that was like nails on a chalkboard.
Okay.
Well, he was a really annoying guy. His character.
Yeah.
And Adam Sandler is immensely talented. This is my own personal take. I thought Kevin Garnett out-acted him in that movie.
So, honestly, he did a good job in the movie.
Kevin Garnett was not bad.
Yeah, okay. He did good.
He might have a future.
Wow.
He's the Kareem of our generation, I guess, now.
Yeah. Adam Sandler has done other roles where he has been more, you know, Spanglish. And,
yeah, I like Spanglish.
He's done well. He's a good actor. And it wasn't him. It was the character. I wanted to just give the guy a beating.
Right.
It was like, because he was a gambler and he was throwing his life. It was hard to watch.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, I digress.
Let's get back to the list.
Yeah. Gene Wilder.
Milwaukee?
That's a big one.
Or where is he? Where do they have him from?
I got to go down to my Calumet County. Sheboygan, Dustin Diamond.
He moved to Wisconsin after his 15 minutes.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I don't think he was a native Wisconsinite.
So he went Hollywood to Wisconsin, not the other way around.
Yeah.
He thinks the industry is moving here.
I think he just wanted to
get away from it all.
Gotta get out. I think he wanted to get away from things.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is my
favorite. Grant County, southwest Wisconsin. So I grew up in Crawford County. So Grant County is just to the south. The voice of Piglet from the Disney animated Winnie the Pooh movies.
That is really cool.
Yeah. And in fact,
John Fiedler. Yep.
Wasn't he in 12 Angry Men?
Oh, I don't know.
Ah.
We could go
I think
to
he
Google.
Played the really Yeah. Oh, IMDb him while you take the reins.
Yeah. And here's what I love about our state's famous people. Mm. It really runs the gamut.
It
You've
sure
got
does.
Piglet, John Fiedler. You go up two counties. There's Butch Vig, one of the coolest dudes there is. And then you've got Alan Ludden, game show host.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes Moorehead.
Agnes Moorehead, love her.
Yeah.
She's fantastic. Everybody knows her as Endora from Bewitched, and they think that's the only thing she ever did. Far from it.
Yeah.
She did a lot of radio and Broadway, and she was on one of those memorable episodes of The Twilight Zone. She played an old woman who was tormented by aliens. Some sort of like a lot of things with the Twilight Zone, not everything is as it seems.
Right.
So it turns out that she was alone in this cabin, and this little flying saucer comes, and these little aliens come out, and she kind of does psychological warfare with them.
But then they
thought they were under siege. As it turns out, by the end of the episode, you find out. But the thing about that episode, not one single word of dialogue.
Oh, I love that.
Full 30-minute show minus commercial breaks, not one word of dialogue, and she was throwing 100 miles an hour selling that role. It was just incredible to see. And yes, John Fiedler was in 12 Angry Men.
Okay.
Yeah. Greg Prattville.
He'll always be
Pride of Prattville.
Piglet to me. How about this one? Gary Berghoff.
Really?
Radar O'Reilly from MASH from Walworth County.
Oh, be darned.
And then Peter Weller. I forgot about him. The first RoboCop.
Yes.
And
a couple actors from RoboCop were from Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
I think I saw two RoboCop name drops.
Bonnie Bartlett. I don't know her. Yeah. David Lee McKenna. Yeah, this is so cool. And then here's one of my favorites is we talked about him earlier, Terry, was Jim Abrahams. I thought it was Abrams.
Abrams. Yeah, it's Abrams.
They have it Abrahams. Am I just saying it wrong? Is it pronounced Abrams?
It's pronounced Abrams. I don't know how it's spelled.
I just call him Jim. But one of the writers of the great movie Airplane, Hot Shots,
mm-hmm.
and Top Secret, he was a collaborator with the Zucker Brothers,
yep.
which I told my story on the air the other night about when I met Chevy Chase. We rode up in an elevator together. We were on our way to a meeting at that company, at the Zucker Brothers company, with different people. I'm sure mm-hmm. we were meeting the junior executive, and he was going to meet the big shots. But yeah, that's a good... And that's up, I guess, Eagle River. He has a summer home there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. And then, all right, you just talked about your county. My county, Mariner County,
yeah,
has so many weird connections to fame, and I've talked about them on this show. I was surprised one of the people was not mentioned. The most famous person from Mariner County is Trixie Mattel, a drag queen and musician. And you said it's because probably she was on the RuPaul show?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably why.
That makes sense.
Who would you have guessed?
There's a famous... Well, Mitzi Shore. Pauly Shore's mom is from Marinette.
There you go.
What's the Stranger Things
And
the
she
actress?
Built that nightclub. She was...
Comedy Store.
Yeah.
She married Howard Shore, I think, while she was at UW-Madison. Winona Ryder's grandmother is from there.
Mm.
Arthur Gardner, who produced F Troop and The Rifleman, fought in World War II.
Holy cow.
Took all the camera equipment out to LA mm-hmm. and became a famous producer. Lived to be like 105. He was out there when I lived there and I never knew.
Oh, wow.
And I would have loved to have gone and met
kidding.
Him. And Julius LaRosa, the famous Broadway star, died in Crivitz, Wisconsin about 3 years ago.
Hmm.
This is crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about this list a little more, and I'm going to give Terry a movie quiz. He's a movie buff. To quote George Costanza, I'd love to be a buff.
I'd love to pretend to be an architect.
Yeah. Art Vandelay. We'll give Terry a movie quiz, too. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Waba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we are going to talk about the Hello Girls, which it's a show playing at the Overture Center this weekend and next. And I will talk with Wendy Jones Hill, the show's director. That's happening in Madison. This weekend is sold out, but you can still get tickets for next weekend. And Terry Barr joins the show a little later to talk about an a cappella group that they will have live in the studio tomorrow night. That'll be exciting. So we were talking about, we need to pivot though, because I need to give you this movie quiz, but you've got burgers on the mind.
I'll always have burgers on the
mind. Who doesn't have burgers on the mind?
You are just down the street from one of the iconic burger places in Wisconsin, Al's. Al's Hamburgers, right here on Washington Street.
Really?
But it's like one of these like very idiosyncratic places.
Yeah.
Where, as far as I could tell, at least from looking up online, they're open 3 hours a day.
That's insane.
Which is like, but
that's a guy who doesn't need the money.
Yeah, I guess not. But it's been around since like the 1930s.
Get out of here.
And it's just epic. Yeah.
Conrad, we got to check that out.
Yeah, we definitely do.
It's definitely a lunch burger thing, like 11 to 2 or something.
Yeah,
like that. Yeah,
11 to 2. Okay, well, I guess if you have to be open for 3 hours, that's the those are the hours to do it.
That's the optimal time.
Yeah. Tonight's question, you can still get in on the fun. Is it ever okay to lie? Pinocchio hit screens in 1940 on this day, so we were asking, is it ever okay to lie? And if so, when? You can share that, too. We were just talking about George Costanza, who is the best liar ever on a TV show.
The best bad liar.
Oh, man. Yeah, the best bad liar, exactly. And there's an art to it, at least on sitcoms.
Art Vandelay.
Art Vandelay, exactly. All right, so I've wanted to give Terry, first of all, I'm thrilled to have him here in the studio. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director. We're going to give Terry, he's a bit of a movie buff, so we're going to give Terry a quiz like we've done other guests in the studio. Conrad, you ready to go?
Yeah, definitely.
You got the bell ready?
Yeah, okay. I got the bell.
Well, here's what's going to happen. We're going to play part of a clip, and when Terry knows it, just say it as soon as you know it.
Okay.
Conrad. It's Conrad, right?
we really ought to be introduced.
We'll ring the bell. We'll get there. Let's not rush things. And then we'll move on, okay? All right, let's go. First clip.
310. Tough luck, Ron Ann. But that's what you get for playing with your head up your a couple more like that, we can all go to bed early. Name's Lonergan. Doyle Lonergan. You're going to remember that, Mr. Shaw. You're going to get yourself another game. You follow?
Wow. Give me a hint.
Robert Shaw.
Okay.
Paul Newman.
Color of Money?
Robert Redford.
Shoot. The Entertainer is the song, yes. But the movie.
Do we have another clip from that movie, Conrad?
Yeah, I can cue one up quick.
All right. See if you can.
I'm embarrassed.
No.
Because I know.
I know, but that's not an obvious clip.
No, not at all.
So I you said it was okay to try to stump you. So
you did it.
That's probably the hardest one we have. We shouldn't have opened with a closer, Conrad.
All right, I got another clip here.
Go ahead, fire it up.
I'll call.
4-9s. 4 jacks. You owe me 15 grand, pal.
Poker game on a train.
Must have left my wallet in my room. Don't hand me any of that crap. When you come to a game like this, you bring your money. How do I know you won't take a powder?
No.
All right, you can cut it.
Here we go. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
It's the Sting.
It's the Sting?
Yeah. They were trying to rope him in to tick him off to get him to go to Paul Newman's place in Chicago when he got there.
I'm stumbling out of the gate.
Oh, that's okay. That's only one. That's only one. Fire up another one, Conrad.
Please would be nice.
Oh.
Come again?
You know, that's
I said a please would be nice.
Let's let it roll over.
Okay.
Get it straight, Buster. I'm not here to say please. I'm here to tell you what to do. And if self-preservation is an instinct you possess, you better do it and do it quick. I'm here to help. If my help's not appreciated, lots of luck, gentlemen.
No, Mr. Wolf. It ain't like that. Your help is definitely appreciated.
Mr. Wolf, listen. I don't mean disrespect, okay? I respect you. I just don't like people barking orders at me, that's all.
If I'm curt with you, it's because time is a factor. I think fast, I talk fast, and I need you guys to act fast if you want to get out of this. So, pretty please, with sugar on top, clean the car.
Pulp Fiction.
All right. He's redeemed himself.
Oh, man. Tarantino, he's divisive, but I love him because when he makes a movie, it's like nothing you've ever seen before.
And I told this story to Pulp Fiction. Oh, we had a studio executive here, Jeffrey Kurz, former studio executive. The first movie he worked on was Pulp Fiction. He was a guest on the show. And I told him the story about I was doing stand-up and I was in Indianapolis with the other comic. We went to see this, and within 2 minutes, I'm like, I'm going to love this movie. Like, he just comes out swinging right away with the music and the cool scene to start the movie. It's like, you know you're going to love it.
Yeah, and that's, I love those movies when you know within a minute or two.
Absolutely. All right, let's do another one, Conrad.
We don't work for you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
This is kind of a tough one, too.
Right. Then who you work for, huh? Who? You don't work for me.
Who? You don't work for me.
Maybe we work for Joel now.
Yeah.
She's only kidding. I hope so. Look, Joel, you look like a smart kid. So I'm going to tell you something, which I'm sure you'll understand.
This is a tough one, too.
Nah,
don't feel bad.
I know. Joel,
I'll just let the people enjoy it.
Okay.
Let the people enjoy it at home.
Never, ever with another man's livelihood. Now, if you're smart, like I hope you are, you're not going to make me come back here.
Risky business.
Very well done. Terry Bell, ladies and gentlemen.
One of the great Chicago set movies ever. And there are a lot of great movies set in Chicago.
Yeah.
That is one of them.
It's I finally got to stay at the Drake about 10 years ago.
Because
I spent a lot of time living there, so I didn't have a reason to stay in a hotel. But I was like, all I could think about was Risky Business. You know?
Sure.
All right, let's see if we can. We're winding down here. Let's see if we can get one or two more in, Conrad.
You get my note? Well, did you get it for a while?
Who are you?
I'll give you a chance to find out. Meet me in the bar at the Albert Hotel. Do it right away.
Why should I?
A little business meeting. To settle the estate of your late wife.
I don't know what you mean.
Now, come on, quit stalling, Thorwald, or I'll hang up and call the police.
I have only $100 or so.
That's a start. I'm at the Albert now. I'll be looking for you.
I'm going to guess, and I know I'm going to be wrong, but I got to, you know, I'm not going to just stand there and just take one. I got to go down swinging. I'm going to guess 8 Men Out.
Oh, Rear Window. Terry, we got to go. This has been so much fun. Thank you
so much.
I'll
never live this down.
You'll live it down. You'll be back for another shot
there
at the title. Terry Bell, thanks so much. He's been my guest here on Nightlight for the first hour. We'll be right back with some theater talk on Nightlight with Pichwaba.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tune in Monday's special Devil's Advocates live from Michigan before the primary Dom's Old Stomping Grounds. Listen, WMDX, 3 to 6 p.m. Central Time.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.